We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program actor, director, and Maine native Katie Azleton. Good to have you back with us, Katie. How are things going in quarantine life and in pandemic time and this strange period we're living through?
I have to be completely honest. We are good. We have all of the space and the food and the wine and the toilet paper we need, and it's still terrible.
Yeah, I agree with you on all those counts. Absolutely.
Yeah, we are incredibly, incredibly fortunate and privileged, and it's awful. So
there you go. That says it all. Well, I am so excited to see She Dies Tomorrow. I did not get to see an advanced copy. I'm just not important enough for that. But everything I've read and a couple people I've talked to have seen it just rave about it. And I love this comment. Somebody said, how does a film shot last year perfectly capture what life is like right now in America?
Isn't that wild? I know. We had no idea when we were making it that we were, you know, predicting the future.
So for anybody who doesn't know, can you just explain the premise of the film?
It is a wildly trippy, absurdist horror movie about viral fear. It's a woman who feels like she's going to die tomorrow. And when she says it out loud to other people, the concept, the idea is contagious.
Wow. And you play, was it the sister of a friend who's pretty concentrated on taking care of what herself and her own birthday celebration?
Yes. It's a very like trickle down effect of this thing. So our main character, her name is Amy. She thinks she's going to die tomorrow. She tells her friend Amy that she is going, or sorry, she tells her friend Jane she is going to die tomorrow. Jane goes to visit her brother, and I'm married to her brother, and I'm hosting my own birthday party. I'm quite a narcissist, and I'm focused on keeping my party going. No one's going to ruin my party by showing up telling me that they're going to die tomorrow. Little do I know.
I love it. And it sounds like even the cinematography just immerses you into that world and the sense of uneasiness and paranoia.
It truly is. It's beautifully, beautifully shot. It really, you know, it was one of those movies in the classic old sense of like the mumblecore movies that we all sort of came up making of like, let's just get a group of friends together. Over, you know, some people shot, like Josh Lucas shot for like 4 hours. I shot for 2 days. You know, it was just this very quick, fast, very easy thing. Like we were, you know, it was practically in my backyard. And then we see the final thing and it's all of a sudden like we've graduated from mumblecore. It's a stunningly beautiful movie.
What was it like working with Amy?
Oh, she's brilliant. She's comes to filmmaking as an actress. And I, you know, speaking from my own experience, I really think that directors who are actors have such a special way of speaking to other actors and really understanding the creative process and creating a really, really great environment to create. So she was just a gem. She was so magical and really, really inspired.
And you got a great cast. I love Jane Addams. Looks like a terrific group to work with.
She is a kook and I adore her. And I was so excited to work with Chris Messina, who I've been friends with and a fan of for years. So it was so fun for us to get together and play. And then just fantastic names peppered throughout.
Someone described it as an existential meditation on mortality. And I feel like that's been every day of my life for the last 4 months. And yet I can't wait to watch this and experience it through someone else's eyes.
Yeah, it's nice to see our lives like very well lit.
Yeah, we're talking with Katie Azleton here on Downtown. Speaking of directing, I love The Freebie and Black Rock. Is there more directing in your future? Do you have any plans?
I'm going to share with you some some real heartbreaking news.
Oh.
But I haven't actually said out loud publicly. Before the pandemic hit, I was prepping to direct a movie with Diane Keaton.
Oh, God.
And we were supposed to start shooting in June. So that one, that stings a little bit.
Oh, that stings a lot for me. And I'm just hearing about it secondhand. Is there any chance that can pick up down the road?
Absolutely. We're working through different drafts, trying to make it a little bit more COVID friendly. But we're all working toward getting to a place where we will shoot that next spring. So fingers crossed.
There's talk about production on various shows and films and getting started up in places. What would make you feel safe enough to go back to work?
A vaccine, a vaccine that's widely available to everyone. They are talking about starting things back up, and I just want it to be as safe as absolutely possible, because if one person gets sick, it's too many. So I want to go back. No one wants to go back to work more than I do. I love it. And I have so much exciting stuff going on, but I really have no interest in going back until it's safe for everyone.
We were talking with Mark a few weeks ago about the final season of Room 104, and he was tweeting about the various episodes of that wonderful series through the years. And one of my favorites, because you were in it, was Artificial. And he told the story that you had to produce a single tear for a scene, that you did it twice, and then he cut that scene. Was he telling the truth?
No, I think he was really messing with me. yes, he was absolutely telling the truth. It was one of my greatest accomplishments, and I'm pretty sure that I was going to win an Oscar for an episode of television after that. It was reminiscent of Soderbergh's moment in Traffic with Erica Christensen, of that beautiful single tear that made her a star. And I had my turn, and I did it twice, and then they didn't use it. And we almost got divorced. I'm still not sure if we're going to make it through, honestly.
Speaking of family, such exciting news about your niece, Lauren, who has already written a previous episode of Room 104, but this season not only wrote an episode, but directs one.
Remember her name. She's a rising star.
We like those Bangor natives going on to big things.
Me too.
I was walking by, because I live near your sister, and I was walking through Broadway Park the other day and just thinking about that wonderful scene from the puffy chair, and how far you both have come in those, whatever it's been, 15 years since then.
Isn't that wild? I know. It's really, really crazy to think about.
I don't know how much you can tell us about it, but I saw that you've also got a film in post-production. Can you tell us anything about Silk Road that you did with a friend of our show, Jason Clark?
Oh, Silk Road was so fun. It's based on the true story of this tech guy in Austin who he created like the black market basically for the internet, and the cop who really went to uncover it and then got in too deep. And that's Jason Clark, and I'm married to Jason Clark in the movie, and it was just dreamy. God, it was so great. So the pandemic sort of threw that one for a loop as well. It was supposed to premiere, I think, at South by Southwest, or no, Tribeca, and then it didn't. So I don't know what the plans are for it, but I know it will get released at some point, and I can't wait for that one to come out. I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
Well, we'll look forward
to that. But the filmmaker is a great filmmaker who started as a documentarian, so I think it'll be a really fun watch.
So everybody around the country thinking about getting back to school in whatever safe way is possible and starting up activities. I work with high school theater kids, and we don't know how that's going to work this year. But as everything begins to get started again, I worry that's not going to be a priority either here or in other places. And from your perspective, what is the importance of having arts programs in our school?
Oh, I think it's hugely important. But I think right now is a really interesting time for people to get really creative with it. You know, one of my best friends, Constance Zimmer, right now is directing a play via Zoom with a youth theater program. And I think that is really incredible. I think there are ways that we can find some workarounds. And I mean, I think we're incredibly lucky being in the arts that we get to sort of invent new ways of creating. And I think maybe that's our challenge right now, right? Is to like find ways to make it happen.
One of many challenges we have right now. Well, Katie,
yeah, right. Add it to the list.
Yeah, great to talk with you. As always, congratulations on the wonderful early reviews on She Dies Tomorrow. And stay safe and be well, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, you too. I can't wait to talk to you the next time and figure out where we are then.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Bye-bye now.
Bye.